Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav 22, Dav Kaf Bet. We left off in the Mishnah on Kaf Aleph, Amud Bet, 21b. Let's jump right in. Smack in the middle of the page, 21b, the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, HaKelev HaGedi SheKavtu Merosh HaGag V'Shavur HaKelim. If you had a dog or a goat that jumped from a roof and they broke Kelim, Mishalem Nizek Shalem, the owner has to pay full damage. Mishnah and Mu'adim, because these animals are Mu'ad. HaKelev SheNatal Charara. We saw this Mishnah earlier. If a dog took a biscuit and he went to a field where there was a pile of wheat, but the biscuit that was still, I guess, lit from the coals, still had the coals with it, so he ate the biscuit, but he burned down he lit up the field of wheat. For the biscuit, he has to pay the full damage. And for the field, he has to pay half a damage. So the Gemara says, on the beginning of the Mishnah, ta'amad dekavtu, the reason you have to pay the full damage is because they jumped. Han naflu patur, but if the animals had fallen, you'd be exempt. What does that mean? Alma kasavar tchilato v'pishya v'sofo v'ones patur. We see from here that if the beginning, you intended for it to be negligent, and then at the end, it ended up being accidental. It wasn't on purpose. You had no control. You fell. So therefore, the animal's owner would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Tanin Amiach, we have a brayta just like this. HaKelev HaGedi SheKavtu Merosh HaGag. If you have a dog or a goat that jumped from the head of the roof, V'Shavur Et HaKelim, and they broke Kelim, Mishalem Nezek Shalem, they paid the full damage. And Aflu Peturin. That's only if they jumped, but if they fell, they would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Hanich Lamanda Amar Tchilato V'Pishya V'Safo V'Ones Patur. That makes sense according to the opinion that says that initially they intended negligently, and then it was be'onis, but at the end. But, and that opinion says you're exempt. According to the opinion that says, in that example, you would be liable, what would you say then? So he says, no, the case over here is the kelim are brought towards the wall. If a person jumps off a wall, you don't usually land right in front of the wall. You jump, you land a little bit further, so they wouldn't have landed on the kelim. And in this case, it wasn't even initially negligent, because they weren't intending to jump on the kelim. They were intending to jump over it, and they ended up falling and breaking the kelim. Amar Zavid Mishmei de Rava. He said the name of Rava. Pa'amim sha'afilu naflu nami chayav. There's a case that even if the animal had fallen, you would also be liable. How is that in such a case? So the Gemara says, Mashkachad la bekotel ra'uwa. We find that case in a case where the wall is like a shaking wall. It's not such a strong wall. So the Gemara says, "My nihu." What is that referring to? So the ibayle da asuke da atad nafil arche. What? He has the animal has to pay attention that maybe the bricks of the wall might fall. That's what he has to pay attention to. So the Gemara says, "Sof sof lo nafal arche nuful inu." At the end of the day, the bricks didn't fall and the animal fell. So why did he have to pay attention that the bricks might fall? So he says, this is considered initially intending it to be negligent, and at the end it was be'ones out of his control, and therefore it should be patur. So how would you answer this? So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha bekotel tzar." No, the explanation we would give is it's talking about a narrow, a narrow wall. Right? Rashi says, "Shemakeh gag tzar v'dachuk." The makeh of the roof is very narrow. He should have paid attention that they may jump from the roof, they may fall from the roof. Therefore, that's why in this case, that's why in this case the person would be chayav, even if they had fallen, because he had to pay attention. Since it's a narrow roof, that's why you'd be liable. Tan Rabbanan, the Braita says, "Kelev v'agedi shedilgu mimata lemala." If you had a dog or a goat that jumped from bottom to top, and they broke kelim, peturin, they'd be exempt. Milamala lemata, if they jumped from top to bottom, chayavin, and they broke kelim, they'd be liable. Adam v'tarnagol shedilgu. If you had a person or a chicken, and a chicken jumped, bein milamala lemata, bein milamata lemala, whether it's from up to down, down to up to down, doesn't matter, chayavin, they would be liable. So the Quran says, "Vatani, we have a brayta flipping the amud. A kelev gedi shedilgu. We had a dog or a goat that jumped. Bein milamata lamata. Bein milamata lamata. Whether it's from up to down or down to up, peturin, they're exempt. How come you just said if it was up to down, they'd be liable?" So the Quran says, "Targemara papa the afich mepach. They've swapped it around. That's what it's referring to. Kalba bizkira begadia bisricha. Really, the dog over here is doing. He did it in one jump." And the goat did it slowly in a few hops. which is the opposite of what they usually do. Usually the goat is like in one jump, and the dog would be slower. So therefore, that's why over here in this example, you'd be exempt. It would be patur because it was unusual. Whereas, that's what it's referring to when it says peturim. So the Gemara says, hold on, yachi, if that's the case, am I peturim? Why are they exempt? Patur, if you do something that's mishune, that's unusual, you're not completely exempt. You still have to pay chatsi. So the Gemara says, patur minezek shalem, v'chayvin v'chatsi nezek. They're exempt from the full damage, but they have to pay the half a damage. You're right. Hakelev shenatal, then we said if the dog took this biscuit and he lit up the wheat, so the Gemara says, itmar, we learn the following machloket. Rabbi Yochanan amar, isho mishum chitzav. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fire that is sent over here is like an arrow. It's like a person's own arrow. Okay, Rashi explains, chi yevo hakatuv, the pasuk made him liable. The ihu ka'avid, it's as if he did it. Davik is zorek chet, it's as if you shot an arrow. You sent your dog with this coal and he burnt up a field. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, isho mishum mamono, his fire is like his money. And what does that mean? Kishoro, uboro, ishoiziko, that's referring to, like Rashi says, like his ox or his pit that caused damage, which is not his direct thing. Rashi says, I would have thought the difference is, if let's say someone lit up the field, but it wasn't from his fire. Oh, according to Riochanan, it's like your arrow, so you're liable. But according to Reish Lakish, no, you're exempt because it's not your mamon, it's not your monetary, it's not your money, and therefore you'd be exempt. So maybe I would have thought that's the difference. So the Gemara says now, we're going to spend now a couple lines discussing why each of them didn't say like the other opinion, and then we're going to spend the rest of the daf today discussing questions on Reish Lakish. Okay, that's the rest of the daf. So the Gemara begins. Reish Lakish, my tama lo amak Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? So Amalaf, he would tell you, Chitzav mikocho ka'azle. He says, your arrows come from your koach, from your actual koach. Hai, la mikocho ka'azil. But the fire doesn't come from your power, your koach, your energy. The fire spreads on its own. So it's not the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan, my tamal amar ka'ish lakish. Okay, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the Reish Lakish? So the Gemara says, Amalaf, he would tell you, mamona it be mamasha, ha leit be mamasha. Mamon, money, has some mamashut to it, some actual physicality, some reality to it. Whereas fire does not have any mamashut to it. What does that mean? Rashi says, the shalheviti hamazeket, it's the flame that's causing the damage. The in la mamash, there's nothing actually there. Hilkach ki chayeve rachmana, mishum chitzav hu de chayeve. So when he says you're liable, it's because of your arrow, not because of your money. Meaning money is actually your physical property. Whereas over here, it's not a physical property, it's just a fire, it's a being. But it's not an actual mamashut. Okay, now we're going to have four questions on the opinion of Reish Lakish, and that's going to finish the whole daf. So the Gemara begins. Question number one. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Hakelav shenatal charara. We said if the dog took this biscuit and burnt up the field, so the Gemara says, Bishlaman aman damar ishom ishom chitzav. It makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the fire is like one's arrow, and he's liable. Chitzav de kelavu, because like that's like the arrow of the dog, and you're liable. Elaman damar ishom ishom mamono. But if you say the fire is like one's money, hay esh lav mamono debala kelavu. This fire that was taken, this dog went and found it on its own. It's not the fire of the owner of the dog. So therefore, why, if it's, we're saying the fire is his money, it's not his money, so he shouldn't be liable. So when I says, Amaylach Reish Lakish, no, Reish Lakish would tell you, Hacha v'maneskina, what are we dealing with here? The adya aduye, that he, the animal, the dog, threw the biscuit. And hay esh, so the Gemara says, the al charara meshalem nezek shalem, for the biscuit he pays the full damage. Val mekom gachele meshalem chatzin nezek, and for the place of the coal you pay half a damage. Val gadish kula patur, but on the actual gadish, the actual wheat that was burnt, you're exempt. That's Reish Lakish, and that would explain it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, what would you say? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the ancham anuche. No, the biscuit was placed on the actual wheat field. Hal charara val mekom gachele meshalem nezek shalem. For the biscuit and for the coals, you pay full damage. And for the actual field of wheat that was burnt, the owner would pay half a damage. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. This is question number one. Question number two on Reish Lakish. Tashma, come and listen to the following. Gamal, we're going to see this later on. If you have a camel, ta'un pishtan, that's carrying flax on its back, and it's walking in the Reshut Harabim, nichnesa pishtano letocha chanut v'dalku ben nerosh el chenmani. If let's say this animal is walking, and the flax that's on its back went into a store, and it lit on fire from the candle of the store owner. And then v'hidlikat abira, and then this animal continued and he lit up this whole big building, this whole palace. He lit up on fire. So who's liable? Blameable, exactly. Val gamal chayav, the owner of the camel, is liable. So the Gemara says, hiniachin vani nerovi machutz, but if the candle was placed outside the store by the owner, chinvani chayav, then the store owner is liable. Why are you putting your candle outside? Unless, why would anyone put their candle outside? What holiday is coming up? Chanukah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'ner Chanukah patur. If it was ner Chanukah, if it was candle of Chanukah, then you'd be exempt. Because that's the ideal place, is to place your candles outside. Not to get into what we actually do today, but some people still do today. They place their candle outside. That was the best ideal way to do it then. And even today, if a person can, it's the best way. So therefore, he would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Bisham alaman da'amar isho mishum chitzav. It makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that once fire is like your arrow, chitzav de gamalu, and this is the arrow of the camel, and therefore you're liable, the owner of the camel is liable. Ela lemanda amar, according to the one who says mishum mamono, that the Reish Lakish who says it's like your money. Hai esh lav mamona de bal gamalu. This fire is not the money of the owner of the camel. Where did the fire come from? From the store owner. So therefore, why is it, according to Reish Lakish, would the owner of the camel be liable? So the Gemara answers, Amar lach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would tell you, Hacha b'mayaskina, what are we dealing with here? V'mesachsechet kol habira kula. Yeah, you're right. But what happened is this animal didn't just light something and walk away. It went and lit up the whole birah, the whole palace, it lit it up on fire. It went all around and lit the whole thing up on fire. So of course the camel's owner is liable. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said, of this baraita, so we said, Iminiach chenvani nero mibachutz chenvani chayav. If the store owner left his candle outside, the store owner is liable.
If it's not Chanukah.
Oh, correct. If it's not Chanukah. And if he's talking about the animal went around and lit up the whole thing, so then, amai chayav, why is the store owner liable? If it's the animal that went around and lit everything up, why would the store owner be liable? So the Gemara says, b'she'amda. No, it's talking about a case where the camel just stood there in its place, and the whole palace lit up on fire just by the animal standing there. And so therefore, that's why the store owner is liable, because the animal didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, amda b'sichsecha. Hold on. If you're saying the animal stood there, and it lit up the whole bira, the whole palace, it should be all the more so that the store owner is exempt, and the owner of the camel should be liable, right? Rashi says the owner should have hurried up and put out that fire that the animal shouldn't have lit up the whole palace. So how much more so the owner is liable? Why do we say the store owner is liable here? Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach Mishmei Derav. There's a girsa over here. Derav Acha Bered Derav Ika. Acha B'may Eskina. What are we dealing with here? Kigon Sh'amda Lehatil Memea. No, the animal was stuck. The animal had to start urinating and releasing itself, and the owner couldn't pull him away. He was honest. It was out of his control. So therefore, that's why we would say over here that the store owner would be liable and not the owner of the animal. So the Gemara explains, flipping the Amud, Reisha Bal Gamal Chayav, the beginning case, the initial case, the owner of the camel is liable, because he shouldn't have placed so much flax on the animal. But Seifa, the latter case, that the animal had to release itself, Chenvani Chayav, the store owner would be liable, because he shouldn't have placed his candle outside the store. Now case number three. Tashema, come and listen to the following. Hamadlik. We're also going to see this later on. Hamadliket agadir, somebody lit up a field of wheat. Vehayag gedi kafutlo, and there was a goat that was tied down to this wheat. Ve'evet samuchlo, and there was a slave that was close to it. Venisarafimo, and he burnt with all of that. Chayav, you're liable. You're liable for what? Rashi explains you're liable for the wheat and for the goat and the wheat, because Rashi explains, she'en lo din mita bishula eved, you don't have to pay for the slave, because the slave could have ran away. Why did the slave stand there? He wasn't tied down.
Kashur, no?
No, the goat was kashur. But the slave was just nearby. He could have ran away. So the Gemara says, eved kafut. Lo, ugdi samuchlo. But let's say the slave was tied down, and the goat was close to it, and burnt down with it. We say you're exempt from the paying for the goat and for the wheat that was burnt. Why? There's a rule. It's called kim leib deraba mine. Meaning, we just not to get too much into the detail. When you have two penalties, two violations violated at the same time, we always give the punishment of the stricter one. So over here, he killed someone and he burned down a wheat. Obviously, killing the slave is more It's more chamor if someone who kills a slave is neherag. Right, Rashi says haoreg eved neherag is put to death. So therefore, that's more chamor, and he would get that punishment. So the Gemara says bisha malaman damar ishom mishum chitzav. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that your fire is like your arrow mishum hachi patur. That's why you're exempt. Because Rashi over here, the Hagaot explains the kim leved rabbi mina, because we give you the stricter punishment. Ela lemanda amar ishom mishum amono. But if you say the fire is like one's money, amai patur, why is he exempt? Ilu katal tore avda achinami delo michayev. If let's say one's ox went and killed a slave, would you not be liable? You would be liable. You'd have to pay. What would you have to pay? You'd have to pay the 30 shekalim, right? The pasuk says kesef shiloshim shekalim yiten ladonav. You'd have to pay to the master. So you would be liable. So how can you say over here you wouldn't be liable? So the Gemara says Amar lach Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, or Eish Lakish would tell you hacha b'ma eskina, what are we dealing with here? Kshehitzit begufo shel eved. The kim le b'derabim mine. What we're talking about over here, he went and he lit up the whole goof of the slave, and so therefore Rashi explains the hav vaday mamash harago. He for sure killed him, and therefore that's why we would say you'd be exempt from those other punishments, because since he burnt up the whole slave itself, therefore we would give him the stricter of the punishments, which would be that of which that is killing of the slave, and therefore that's why he would be exempt from the burning of the field or the other animal. So the Gemara says, "Diachi, if that's the case, Maila Memer, what are you coming to teach us? What's the chidush here? You killed someone. The person killed someone. He's liable for killing him. Okay, Chazaku Baruch." The Gemara says, "Lo tzricha debigdi dechad ve'eved dechad." No, what we're talking about is that the animal belonged to one person and the slave belonged to another person, and he's coming to teach us that even though he's liable to death, the Afag Rashi says, "The Afag of the ein chayav mita bishvila gedi mafsid bala gedi," that even though he's not liable to death because of the killing of the goat, still, the owner of the goat loses out because he killed a person and he killed an animal. You would only be liable for the killing of the person because he's liable to death. And so therefore, that's what he's coming to teach us. That's the chidush. This was answer question number 3. Now the final question on Reish Lakish number 4. Tashema, come and listen to the following. Hasholeach, also next later on in the Masechet, Hasholeach de Beira, Be'ad Cher Shoteh Ve'Katan. If someone sends a fire in the hands of a deaf mute, or a shoteh, or a child, Patur mi dinei Adam, Mechayav mi dinei Shamayim, is exempt from the dinei Adam. In today's, in man's penalties, he would be exempt, but in dinei Shamayim, in the laws of heaven, he would be liable. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alaman damar isho mishum chitzav. It makes sense, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, one's fire is like your arrows. This is the arrow of the actual deaf mute person. Therefore, that's why you're liable. But if you say the fire is like one's money, if someone gave one's ox to a deaf mute, a shoteh, or a child, he also wouldn't be liable over here? Of course he wouldn't be liable. How can you say he wouldn't be liable? Rashi explains, we learned earlier on, the stringency by an ox over a fire is that if you gave the ox to a cheresh, shoteh, or katan, and they caused damage, you'd be liable. Also, how can you say you wouldn't be liable? So the Gemara says, "Hayit Mar Allah." We learned on this. Amar Yish Lakish Mishmei Dechizkiah. Said in the name of Chizkiah, Lo Shanu Elakeshem Masar Lo Gachelet VeLiba. When did we say that the giving to the Chereshot VeKatan you would be exempt? That's if you just gave him a coal and he himself fanned it to make the fire flame. Aval Masar Lo Shalevet Chayav. But if you gave him actual flame, then you're liable. My Tama. What's the reason? Bari Hezeka, because that's very easily and commonly you can cause damage with such a flame, and that's why you would be liable. So even Reish Lakish would agree. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu shalhevet patur." Even the flame you gave it to him, you'd be exempt. Why? Kasavar tzivata decheresh kagarim. He says it was the holding of the cheresh that caused it. If the cheresh would have held on to the flame and not let it go, it wouldn't have caused any damage. So therefore, it's the cheresh that caused the damage. Lomechayev ademasar legivaza silta ushraga. You're only liable once you give the cheresh wood, splinters, and the flame, only then would you be liable. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Kra umatnita misayeda de Riochanan. Now that we have these four, we brought these four kushiyot on Reish Lakish, and we answered them, now we have a pasuk and a baraita that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Kra dechtiv, the pasuk says, Ki tetze esh, if a fire goes out, tetze me'atzman, that's going out on its own. No one's sending it out, it's on its own. Then it says, Yeshalem ha-mavir et ha-be'era, then the person who sends out the fire should pay, has to pay for the damage. Shema mina, you come and learn from your isho mishum chitzav, that one's fire is like one's own arrows. This is how you see this, right? How do you see that? Rashi says, even though it's talking about a case of where the fire goes on its own, the next pasuk when it says hamavir et ha-be'era, that's a person. So you see that it's calling hamavir et ha-be'era, Rashi says ki ilu hidliko be'atmo, it's as if you lit the fire on your own. So what do you see? The fire is like you. It's like your actual physical being. It's like your koach, and therefore it's as if you caused this such damage. So that's how you explain it according to the pasuk. Matnita and the baraita, detanya, the baraita says, flipping the amud, patacha katuv. The pasuk began by talking about beniske mamono, with one's damage of his money. V'siyem beniske gufo, and it ended the pasuk by talking about the damage of his own guf. What is that referring to? It started out by talking about ki tetze esh, if a fire goes out on its own. And it ended the pasuk by talking about yeshalem hamavir et ha-be'era, the person who caused it has to pay. So it ends by talking about himself. Lomar lach, to teach you from the baraita, isho mishum chitzav, that one's fire, like Rabbi Yochanan said, is like one's own arrows. It's like his koach, that he's causing it, and therefore he would be liable in such an example. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.